今天晚上继续我们这一次要查考的启示录前三章的一些要重点。
And tonight we'll continue to study of the first three chapters of the book of Revelations and the main points and summary.
所以我们没有每一节都去分析。
So, we won't go through it verse by verse.
因为不然这样光前三章啊，小弟的经验要二十几节以上啊。
Because, from experience, even for the first three chapters, doing that would take 20 odd hours.
那这个重点大概就是针对我们平常可能可以更加去注意的。
So the main points are the things that we can take note of.
或者我们字面看得懂，我们不太了解它意思的。
Or the sections where it is hard to understand.
那我们继续来看启示录二章第九节。
So let's read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9.
我们上次讲到这个后半节。
Previously, we've mentioned the second portion.
也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。阿门。
So I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are synagogue of Satan.
好了，那我们就要知道了，这个自称是犹太的人，自称犹太人的这些人是本来是士美拿教会的吗？还是士美拿教会以外的人？
So these Jews are they referring to the believers in the church in Smyrna or other people outside the
第
church?
二个，这个撒旦一会到底是什么意思？
And also, what is this synagogue of Satan?
所以我们上次先做了撒旦一会，撒旦的这个去理解了哈。
So previously, we've explained what it means by the synagogue of Satan.
好，这个撒旦我们上次有分析，从新旧约圣经里面告诉我们撒旦的特质是什么。
And previously, we shared what are the characteristics of Satan from the Old and the New Testament.
对，包括撒旦会攻击神的百姓，这是第一点。
Firstly, how it will attack the people of God.
第二点啊，撒旦他的特质就是总是去质疑人家的动机跟他们的心态。
And secondly,
负面的啦，负面的质疑啊。
They will negatively doubt people's motives and what they think.
第三个，我们上次看到撒加利亚书的经文，发现撒旦喜欢作对。
And from Zechariah, thirdly, we know that he is someone that opposes.
他不只跟神作对，他还喜欢跟任何一个只要不是他那一边的人作对啊。
So not only with God, but basically anyone who's not on his side.
所以是非我族类，其心必异，有没有？这句话听过吗？
So anyone who is not on their side, he will go against them.
我们真的不要这样子啦，跟我们不一样的人很多啦。
So we shouldn't be like that as well, because there'll be many who are not like us.
其实就小弟来讲啊，就连那些其他宗教的，我也不想跟他们作对啊。
So even for me personally, people of other religion, I don't want to make enemies of them.
小弟有时候跟同龄分享，我们基督徒啊，应该是要善于判断，但是拙于论断啊。
So I've told and shared with believers that yes, we need to be able to discern, but we shouldn't judge.
可是这个新约经文里面的判断跟论断两种翻译啊，不管是华文、英文不同的翻译，它原文是同一个字 ，krino。
But and the original text is actually the same word, krino.
什么叫做判断呢
？So what does this word actually mean?
判断不是照我们自己的喜好，也不是照着我们自己的知识跟常识啊。
So sometimes you discern it's not through your own will or your own knowledge.
所以我们学了一辈子，最终我们就是了解神的判断是什么。
So after learning so much, what we actually need to understand is how does God make decisions?
什么是圣，什么是俗？
How does God separate what is holy from not holy?
什么是神喜欢的，什么是神憎恶的
？What does He like? What does He detest?
抛弃我个人的喜恶，以神的判断为我的判断。
So we should put aside our perspectives and make the same decisions as God would.
论断呢不一样，论断是带结果式的一个判断呢。
But if we judge someone, then we try to follow it up with consequences.
在你判断之后，还连他的后果你都给他附带进来了。
So we will say this person is like that, and we'll also assume what will happen to them.
什么意思？比如说来问我传道说，传道你觉得他说这种话会得救吗
？So for example, people ask me, preacher, do you think after so and so say certain word, will they still be saved?
你这是挖陷阱让小弟跳啊
！So you're trying to set a trap for me.
你这是希望我去论断别人啊
！Because you're trying to make me judge someone.
你可以问我说，传道他说的这一句话符不符合圣经里面神启发我启示我们的
？You can ask me whether that person said something, is that according to the Bible?
我可以告诉你，哎，依据什么什么经文，他这句话确实不够完善，我可以这样子做判断。
So then from the Bible, I can make this decision and say that, well, according to what the Bible says, what they say might not be perfect.
依据我在教会的经验，发觉他这样考量，他的目前的想法真的不够周全，我可以这样判断啊。
Or I can say that from my experience, what they've said is might not be complete.
但是不要判断之后，所以我看这个人得救很难啊，你是谁啊？ But then, 你怎么知道得救很难啊？
But then we shouldn't continue and say, well, this person might not be saved because who are you to say such words?
对啊，搞不好他现在让你厌恶的一切突然在死前一小时全部悔改了，他还比你早进天国啊。
Perhaps all the wrongdoings they've done, is more than yours, but 1 hour before his death, he will repent and he goes to heaven earlier than you.
所以我们不去预期跟就指向他将来会不会进天国或下地狱，到底是坏到极点，不去做这方面的猜疑。
So we shouldn't guess and make judgment on whether someone can be saved or not.
但是我发觉我们现在的圣徒啊，不是啊，一般人哦，常常是善于论断，却拙于判断啊，刚好相反啊。
But what we can see in people in the world today is that people are very quick to make judgments.
所以要问你说，请问这句话符不符合圣经啊？啊，不要问我，我不知道。
Quite often you ask, is this according to the Bible? And people just say, well, I don't know.
请问这件事到底是以圣经的角度来看是圣还是俗啊？啊，不要问我，去问传道。
And some people might say, well, don't ask me whether this is holy or not, ask the preacher.
诶，那我们就变成新约经文所遗憾的那种现象嘛，就常常学习，终究不能明白真道，哇，那是很可惜，很可怕的一件事啊。
And it's actually quite sad and dreadful if we become like this, because, well, like what's recorded, how we study but cannot discern.
学习跟聚会不是我们的目的，它只不过是一个过程跟手段了。
Coming to services and studying is only a process, just a learning.
所以主耶稣才会常常提醒我们，你们听，而且要明白，不只要听啊，常听，重点目标是要明白。
That's why Jesus encourages that once you listen, you have to make sure you also understand.
所以你看每一封，我们这七书信，我们不翻呢、啊。每一封书信后面都有一个，凡有耳的都要听。那听什么呢？要明白啊。
And that's why often in the letters we'll say those who have ears listen, so need to listen and understand.
所以我们基督徒啊，这等一下会讲啊，真的要很会判断，但是千万不要去论断。
So as Christians, we need to know how to discern, but never judge.
这件事对错一定依照圣经是分明的。
It should be clear to us according to the Bible what is right and wrong.
但是他将来会不会得救啊？主现在喜不喜欢他啊？我们不要去讲这个。
But we shouldn't mention or talk about whether someone will be saved or not, or if they are pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
我宁愿这样的想法提供给大家参考。我盼望主喜欢他，我相信主会喜欢他，这样不是更好吗？
And for me, if I can say to someone that, well, I hope the Lord find delight in you,
就算我们现在是吵架，意见差很多。
Even if we cannot agree with each other.
我是借着这个做对了哈。
So I'm using this as a comparison.
所以我们在教会里面其实不要乱去猜测人家的本心跟动机，这个不太好。
So in the church, we shouldn't try to guess people's motives. It's not great.
然后最后才说一句说，你看个人都看自己所行的为事，那又是另外一种控告啦。
And then you might accuse people saying, well, everyone just want to do whatever they want.
所以撒旦也很喜欢控告，就是做对用控告的嘛。
And we know, because we know that Satan also like to accuse people.
喜欢去挑剔。
You want to find mistakes.
喜欢去指责。
And want to point out people's wrongs.
哎呀，我们这小弟上次说齁，我们这几点大家千万拿来看自己啊，不要看别人啊。
And previously I've mentioned that these things we need to self-reflect and not reflect on others.
要不然齁，你知道吗？主耶稣讲的对哦，有的还要给他更多，没有的要把他夺走。我现在用在讲道理这里，我再稍微差点，我怎么一直离题呢？但是我觉得很重要啊。
And just as a sign, I want to mention how Jesus says that those who have already have will have more given.
我们现在在研究撒旦议会，撒旦的特质啊。如果我们不只拿来看自己，你拿你今天学的这些来看别人啊，你会更撒旦。
So, if, we take and study and look at the characteristic of Satan, but don't self-reflect and instead only think about what other people are doing wrong, then we are being a fool.
这套道理你千万只能用来自省啊。
Because,
你一定要自省啊。
such teachings is for us to self-reflect.
不是让你现在来判断我们教会啊，谁大概就是这副样子，那我完了。你现在魔鬼已经渐渐要打开你的心了。
It's not for you.
差不多了。
It's not for you to look around and think and judge people according to these standards. Because
你有那份自省的心，神就让你更圣洁，有的更有。
If you know how to self-reflect, then God will make you purer. He will give you more.
要是专门听到，你都觉得谁应该来听？哇，那个门快打开了，还不是神要进去啊？
And if you listen to sermons and keep thinking, such a shame, so and so did not hear this, then be careful, the Satan might enter your heart.
常常有弟兄姐妹会后来找小弟说，传道，你那个道理，哎呀，真的是我家那口子要来听啊。
And sometimes, people come up to me after a sermon saying that, oh, preacher, such a shame, someone at home didn't hear this.
然后我也蛮调皮的，我说，那请问我刚刚讲几点啊？诶，我忘了耶。
And then sometimes I jokingly say, well, how many points and what did I mention? And they'll say, oh, I forgot.
他整个聚会的结果只知道说我老公要来听啊，然后问他几点，我才讲三点，他竟然忘了有三点呢。
And they only think that, well, my husband should hear this, and they even forgot I only mentioned three main points.
这个道理要自己听啊。
So sermons we hear are for ourselves.
所以第一节小弟讲说，我们的前辈说，启示录是什么？是末世圣徒灵修的最佳指南书，尤其是前三章是灵修专用的。
And I've mentioned before that some seniors of our church say that the book of Revelation is a good book for us to grow spiritually.
好，那这个撒旦第四个表现是什么？我们来看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音四章，哎，这个不念了哈，比较长，一到十节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 to 10 is longer. We won't read through it.
这一段经文我相信我们都看过。
So I believe we've read this passage.
这一段是主耶稣受试探嘛。
And this is Jesus being tempted.
所以我们看这里面撒旦在做什么事。
So let's look at what Satan did.
他引诱人来崇拜自己，来高举自己啊。
He wants someone to exalt themselves, to worship themselves.
也就是说容易装假，沽名钓誉。
So try and being fake.
如果我们有这种毛病啊，喜欢听人家讲我的好，听到人家啊传到我不好，我就难过半天。这个我们自己要小心。
So if we desire to hear other people's praises, but don't want to hear other people say our wrongs, then we have to be careful.
最好是我们灵修到啊，听见人家说我们好，我们就开始害怕。
We should spiritual cultivate ourselves, so when others say what we're good at, we should be afraid.
然后听见人家说我不好啊，我就充满感谢。
And instead, when others say where I can improve, we will be full of thanks.
我不晓得你们的灵修目标，这是我给自己定下的灵修目标的一个心态。
So for me, this is the attitude I try to have myself.
听到人家说赖传道怎样啊，我宁愿不听到，我吓得要死啊。
Rather not people hear people's praises of me.
不是说通常都会在我面前讲好话，实在不用啦，我吃不得蜂蜜呀。
And so I'm just a note here that you don't have to say very nice words to me because I don't really want to hear.
可是这种性质的有时候就这样子。
But for a lot of people, they are not like this.
哇，哎，不管是什么听到人家讲自己哪里不错，很有爱心啊，很忠心，会高兴个一天。
When people say to them that they are full of love, they will be happy for a whole day.
那时候只要人家讲到说，哎，他好像有问题，他的怎么聚会迟到怎么样？明明这是事实，这是事实啊。
And perhaps someone will say, "Well, why so and so is always late to service, and it's a fact."
然后我们难过两三天。
But then once that person hears it, they'll be upset for two or three days.
这是好现象啊。
So, if this is happening to you, then it's not a good sign.
哦，所以我们自己要去。注意自己喜不喜欢被人家高举的这种态度。
So we have to consider whether we have the attitude where we want others to exalt us, to exalt us.
那撒旦的第五个表现呢？时间关系就不翻经文，因为我后面有一个比较重要的道理，希望今天分享完了
哈。So Satan's fifth characteristic
就是他是说谎之人的父。
He's the father of liars.
所以喜欢说不实的话。
So he likes to say things that are not true.
不管他认为自己的动机良不良善。
Doesn't matter what the motive is.
所以有一种谎言叫做白色的谎言。
So we know that.
有听过吗？
There's also a term called white lies.
所以以前我说，巧克力有黑色、白色，没想到谎言又有分黑色、白色的。
So I thought it's interesting how there's white and dark chocolate, but there's also these
white lies. 我就觉得为了某一些好的目标跟动机，他可以说不实的话。
So these people there will say lies. For so-called good motives.
一开始可能只是好心好意为了方便。
So perhaps sometimes people do this out of convenience.
后来渐渐成了习惯。
Or goodwill, but then it becomes a habit.
接下来就不以为意啦。
Then it becomes no good.
然后甚至用不实的话来隐藏自己。
And they'll use falsehood to hide themselves.
来掩盖之前不实话所造成的更多的破绽。
And they'll have to use lies to cover up lies.
所以齁，我们主耶稣说是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，那怎样？那出于那恶者啦。
And that's why Jesus said, "Let your yes be yes, no no. Otherwise, anything else comes from the evil one."
我相信呐、啊，凡事要说实话是一个挑战。
And I do agree that to speak truthfully always is a challenge.
比如说啊，他现在是绝症，你身为一个医师，要怎么去跟他家人讲？
For example, someone with terminal illness, as a doctor, how do you approach them and their family?
好啦，对我们弟兄姐妹来讲啊，我不要说圣职人员，只你面对我这个传道说错话做错事，你要有什么样的勇气，什么样的智慧跟我讲实话，这是很不简单的、
啊。And we can also acknowledge there's a challenge to go up to the preacher and point out their wrongs instead of lying about it.
可是主耶稣没有说白色的谎言跟黑色的谎言，对不对？
But Jesus doesn't talk about white lies or lies or normal lies.
所以这个是我们应当追求的一个目标，这是另外一个主题，我们就简单讲到这里。
So this can be another topic, but today we'll simply mention it.
所以上面讲的那些啊，
So all of them have spoken.
所以撒旦一会的人哈、哦，他们不会认为自己是撒旦，也不会认为自己是一会啊。
So the synagogue of Satan, the people there, they don't think they belong to Satan.
那刚才小弟提出来的问题啦。这些人是本来在教会内部的，还是教会外的？
And now to answer the question I had earlier, whether these people are from the within the church or not.
因为我们现在是拿来自省，所以就自省不分内外了哈。
So since we're using all this to self-reflect, then we shouldn't discern whether they are outside or not.
但是如果依照原文的话，这一些人其实本来不是士美拿教会的。
But according to the original text, these people do not, were not of the church.
所以啊，你们要了解，这个不是在骂士美拿教会的某些人。你要记得，这间教会没有缺点啊。
So these phrases here is not to rebuke the church in Smyrna. These believers were fine.
为什么呢？因为那个撒旦一会的，它的原文是什么？它就是 Allah 寻 agoge to satana。好 ，Allah 就是。但是强调的但是 Allah， 我念的是新约希腊文的、啊、哈 Allah， 然后。就是寻阿哥 gay 这个字啊，哎，你们有听过英文吗 ？Synagogue 是什么意思啊？犹太人会堂，对不对？那没有翻啊，没关系啊，能翻就翻，你们听懂？那个你在新约经文里面看到的，凡是会堂。
So in the New Testament, often mentioned synagogue.
你去看原文，就是寻阿哥 gay。我解释一下。就是 synagogue 这个字的语言，它的来源啊。
So in Greek, synagogue it's synagogue.
Synagogue 是 compound word 三个字组成的。
So it's actually a compound word made of three words.
训就是一起。
训 is together.
Ago 是带领，我带领这个动词。
Ago means to guide, a verb.
Gay 是新约希腊文的 earth, 地呀、啊。
And get means earth.
所以 synagogue 你们就知道什么意思啦、啊， so, 是一起带领的地方。
So synagogue means somewhere I've guided you here.
这就是今天我们这个现在都把它只称为犹太人会堂啦。
So synagogue these days we refer to them as say churches for Jews.
我们不要解释太多，所以这个是指的那时候在士美拿教会附近那些。今天所称为犹太教的犹太人啊。
So these people are referring to the Jews, and how there's a collection of them there.
所以我们就觉得很遗憾啊，本来属神的百姓，本来是神费尽苦心在带领的一群人，变成撒旦一会而不自知啊。
So these people, they were the chosen people of God, but now their synagogue is a gathering of people belonging to Satan.
所以今天我们真耶稣教会，虽然以小弟来看，我们跟其他教派绝对有分别。
So today I can say that yes, true Jesus Church is different from other denominations.
但是向来其实都是他们在攻击我们比较多啊。我从来不想跟他们作对啊。
But even if we don't want to go against them, often they are the ones that attack us.
不想跟他们传福音，想跟他们谈道啊。
We want to go and preach to them and talk about the gospel.
这个心态我们本身就要调整好了。我们不把他们当敌人，把他们当成或许还没有得救的同龄啊，或许啊。
So we shouldn't treat them as enemies. They are simply potential brethren that can be saved.
好了，那因为这样子，我们大概就是了解这个。我们知道这里撒旦尼会不止二章九节提到。
So the synagogue of Satan is not just in chapter 2 verse 9.
我们请翻到后面三章九节，又再一次提到。
Chapter 3 verse 9 it also mentions again.
那其实它是指同样一件事啊。
So this is referring to the same event.
所以那个菲拉铁菲教会附近啊，也是有一群特别看这些基督徒不顺眼的。我们说就是犹太教徒，以现在来讲这都犹太教徒啦。
So near the church in Philadelphia, there is also another group of Jews that are not happy with the church.
其实是令人心痛而遗憾的啦。
So it is actually a bit of a shame.
好，那我们看回这个启示录二章的第十节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
好啦。你将要受的苦你不用怕，魔鬼要把你中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Verse 10, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days.
我们要来解释什么叫患难十日。
So I want to explain what it means by tribulation 10 days.
这个十日啊，有些人就是十天，我想这个不太符合现实啦。
So 10 actual calendar days, that doesn't really make sense.
因为那个必受啊，其实原文里面是 future tense, 是未来时态啊，未来式啊。
So here says you will, so this is in the future.
所以它是指你们将受患难十日啊，那患难十日算什么啊，他们已经受患难很久啦，对不对？
So what is 10 days? It doesn't really matter because we know they are already under persecution.
所以这十日我们要从属灵的意思去理解它，这十什么意思？
So from a spiritual point of view, what does this 10 refer to?
第一个，既然有一个确切的数字，十也是圣经里面常用来表达一个满足的数字哦。
And we know that 10 is also a special number in the Bible. It also refers to something that's complete.
一啊，三啊，七啊，十啊，十二啊，这些都是圣经里面常常用来表达一个属灵相对完全的一个数字象征啊。
So 1, 3, 10, 12, they are Bible numbers that is used to prefigure perfection.
好，所以这个十，我想应该不是只有十个天啊，齁。
So the 10 days here, I don't believe it means 10 calendar days.
那为什么说十呢？表示第一个，这个患难是有期限的，不会无止境的。
But here, this number is mentioned, it's trying to show that there is a limit.
但是这个患难的时间，这个有期限到底是多长多短，只有主知道。But 我们人不用去预测。
But this limit, how long or short it is, only God knows, we don't need to guess.
所以我们很多，每个人都一样。
It's the same for all of us.
我们圣徒受患难原是命定的。
We're predestined to have to suffer.
在我们每个人的生命当中，一定有某段时间，你会觉得在患难里面，那个不能用来比较，那是个人感受。
And we all experience that throughout our life, we undergo a tribulation for a period of time.
多长多短也不知道。
How long, how short, we do not know.
有些人从此，比如说肉体上。他欠安呐、啊，他有负担呐、啊。
Some people they are physically ill and they have to suffer.
有人说过，他这么一病啊，可能就好几年，可能到离世为止啊。
Some people get ill until they die.
那你说他的期限在哪里
？So what's the limit for them?
就到他离世的那一刻为止，他的期限就到了嘛。
Well, we know that the day they die, their suffering ends.
只要是在世界上的任何苦难，都有一定的期限，神把我们定下来了，不用怕。
Any suffering on earth will have a limit because God said so.
那这个十呢？当然，在解释里面又可以分成七跟三，七跟三呐、啊。
So we know the number 10 can also be a combination of the number 3 plus 7.
为什么分成七跟三？因为犹太人的传统也习惯会把十有时候解成七跟三来解释。
Because with Jewish tradition, sometimes they explain the number 10 as 3 plus 7.
那个七啊，通常都跟神有关，指的是神所定以及神所赐的那一部分。
So 7 refers to what is set up by God.
那这个三啊，大家我们从新旧约圣经去查考的话，发觉很多的三都跟我们人该向神所表达的态度跟做法是相关的哦。
And the number three, when we study the Bible, realize that it's often related to us humans and how we interact with God.
我们现在很快的就看几节，这个就带过了哈。
So we'll quickly flip through a few verses.
我们请看旧约圣经出埃及记23章14节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 23 verse 12.
出埃及记二十三章十四节。
Chapter 23, verse 12.
好，一年三次你要向我守节。大家有没有看到？三跟人应该向神守的时间有关，三次。
So three times, how we have to follow these festivals.
好，这个啊，我直接把经节给大家不翻了，好不好？你们回去再慢慢翻了哈。生命记十六章十六节也是这样记载。
And similarly in Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 16.
说要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次去朝见神，三是人应该向神守的。
How three times a year in the festivals we have to, they have to go to God. So three is for us and to God.
好了，不止这样，出埃及记三十四章有类似的记载，也是一年三次。
And similarly in Exodus 34, it mentions three times.
好，但以理书六章十节可以记下来不翻了哈。
So in Book of Daniel,
但以理书六章十节
，Daniel chapter 6, verse 10.
我们都很清楚嘛，那这记载但以理一天几次？朝耶路撒冷献上祷告，完全不受阻挡，有没有
？And we know how many times Daniel will pray facing Jerusalem without he will always do this.
一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，三也是人尽的向神做的祷告。
So here Daniel, as a human, will pray to God three times a day.
耶稣自己祷告也是这个特别记载下来的规矩哦。
And likewise with Jesus.
我们来看马太福音二十六章四十四节。
Matthew 26 verse 44.
马太福音二十六章四十四节。
Matthew 26 verse 44.
耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告说的话还是与先前一样。有没有特别记载一个数字？为了这么重大的事，三次祷告。
So for a very important matter, here recalls how Jesus prayed three times.
好，还记得使徒保罗吗？为他身上那根刺做了几次，他特别记载下来。
And also for Paul, for his thorn, how many times did he pray?
他求三次，他觉得这是我人应当尽的责任。
He did so three times because he know that is his duty to pray to God.
这三次祷告是什么形式？持续时间多久？不知道。
And how exactly, how long these prayers went for, and what manner we do not know.
所以记载在哥林多后书十二章八节，大家再回去翻啦。
So in
哥林多后书十二章八节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8, it records.
为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。
How Paul mentioned that for three times he prayed to God about this.
然后保罗啊，就这三次就觉得我尽了，已经尽。那神没有答应，那就是神的意思啦，就这样子啦。
And after three times he knows that it is God's will to keep this.
所以他不是一直无止境啊，有时候说我为了这种事已经求了无数次了，这么久了，神都还没答应我，这就要思考一下。神是不是帮你要开另外一扇门，不是照你这个原来的计划跟意思啊。
So sometimes we might pray to God for a long time and nothing changes, then we have to consider whether God is opening up a new way for you that's different from how you think.
特别求三次，接下来你就要等候，以及去观察神的作为，可能要改变自己的心态咯。
Perhaps you need to change your mindset after these three prayers.
啊，不然再求三十次、三百次，小弟有另外一篇道理，硬求求得到，但是不一定有好结果啦。
So know that if you keep going for 30 times or 300 times, it might not work. And even if you get what you pray for, it might not be the best for you.
因为齁，神答应我们，照着我们的信心嘛，所求给我们成全。
God will give us according to our faith.
但是那一句话里面有玄机啊，玄机啊，懂吗？有奇妙的地方啊。
But we know that there's something interesting in this phrase.
你一直死求活求的啊，齁。一直求神熬不过你给你。
So potentially you can keep asking and asking and asking.
可是神没有说你这样死求活求求出来的将来对你跟你的家族一定是好的。
But God never promised you that what you end up getting will be good for you or your family.
所以我们要学会一点啊，我们求到一定的限度，发觉神没有给我这样子，我是不是更要去顺服神，或许他不一样的安排。跟他的旨意是什么？这是我自己学到的啦。
So for me, in my experience, I recognize that sometimes God won't answer us the way we want, but it means there's something else for us to learn.
不管婚姻、工作任何方面，我目前的体验是这样子。
For my personal experience, doesn't matter if it's marriage or work, it's like this.
而所以这个时患难时日里面，就人应当去坚守以及尽的本分，就是要忍耐。
So the 10 days of tribulation, three of them are for us to have to endure.
有那个七的部分，就是神的保守跟看顾。
And the seven about related to God is how God will guide us and keep us.
可是这一段是有期限的，神也告诉你了，是有期限，就这样子了。
But also God let you know that there is a limit.
对，所以这个是我们对这患难时的理解。我们继续来看启示录二章十三节。
So this is the explanation of tribulation 10 days. And now let's read Revelation chapter 2 verse 13.
三节这里说，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦作为之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
Chapter 2 verse 13. I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name, and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells.
我们现在进行的是第三封书信了，给别加摩的书信哦。
So now this is the third letter to the church in Pergamos.
这个撒旦座位又撒旦所住的地方是什么意思啊
？So what is this Satan's throne？
好，因为大家 Google 跟参考书查得到的背景资料，我们就不讲了。有些人就讲旁边很多偶像庙啊，那个山里面有很多什么，那个自己看啊。
So we know that references online will tell us that these thrones can refer to different temples or shrines.
各位，你在这里看到那个座位。华文翻座位，我不晓得英文版是翻哪个字啊？
So here's a Satan's throne.
啊，对对 ，throne 啊，正确翻译哦。其实它是启示录里面其他那个大宝座，原文是同一个字啊。
So this throne is the same word as the other thrones mentioned in Revelation.
所以神有神的白色大宝座，哎。魔鬼也模仿神，他也拿一个宝座啊。
So God had his throne, and here Satan copied God, and he also has his throne.
所以这个别加摩这个地方，说实在是一个可怕的地方啊。
So here in Pergamos, it is a frightening place.
是撒旦发命令的地方，用今天来讲是撒旦的司令部诶。
So it is where Satan can give out commands as his base.
所以主耶稣在这里的启示是一个灵里的洞见跟提醒。
So here, this revelation is actually a big reminder.
当然可能指的当地有可能是拜偶像的重镇啊。
So, perhaps it refers to how that location is a great place where people worship idols.
第二种说法可能是当地的人心啊，一般的百姓受异教之风束缚，很难以去改变。
Another explanation is that the people there, they follow these idols very tightly, and it's hard to convince them to.Change their ways.
第三种状况就是当地对于基督教这种反对的意识是十分强烈的，甚至比犹太人更强。
And the third explanation is that the people there really go against Christians even worse than the Jews' persecution.
哎，我问大家，如果今天你要设教会，会设在这里吗？
So let me ask you, will you set up a church in such a location?
如果说还要信徒会议，然后我们再来分析一下，请传道报告一下。
So perhaps the people want to discuss.
哎呀，我们是要设在奥克兰这里呢，还是假设这附近有一个 town 啊？哇，那里全部是邪教横行的地方啊
！And so we might discuss, should we set up a church in the town where there's a lot of idol worship?
我们又不是虐待狂，我们当然是设在比较平安光明的地方嘛。
So of course we'll pick a location that's easier and safer.
可是我告诉大家，主的意思不一定是这样。
But let me tell you that the Lord's will might not be so.
主耶稣并没有要把别加摩教会移到所谓更容易、民风更淳朴、更好的优质的环境去。
God is not lifting the church in Pergamos into a place that is a lot easier for the believers to be in.
所以是三节第一个我知道，这也是这些七书信的固定格式。一开始都是说我知道，第一个是启示，第二个是我知道。
So in verse 13 it says, I know, and this is a repeating pattern in this.
我知道你所在的地方是这样子。
So it says, I know, your works.
或许你们当中有些人认为说应该要迁移教会啦。
I know where you dwell, or maybe some of you want to move location.
但是知道吗？最黑暗的地方反而需要光明的族群跟话语。这是神在看待世界上啊。
But we know that God sees this differently. He knows that the darkest place actually required this light.
感谢神哦，我们大部分的教会，包括我看我们在纽西兰这里的教会啊，都在处于相对光明的地方。
So thank God, including churches in New Zealand, we so-called in a place full of light.
可是比如说我们在台湾地区啊，有那个新港北港教会，就在小弟的中南区，那个是拜马祖信仰的重镇，台湾的重镇啊。
So we know that certain parts of Taiwan, there's a lot more idol worshipping than other areas.
你们看看以弗所教会，其实第一封书信以弗所教会建立的地方，也是拜大女神雅典米的重镇啊。
And we see that the church in Ephesus is also a place where they worship idols.
我们的神会正面对决哦。
And we see that our God doesn't mind being face to face.
我们的神虽然希望我们主内和睦。可是他是不害怕正面对决的哦，记住我们的神性哦。
Our God is actually not afraid to come face to face with his enemies.
但是我们要利用不一样的方式胜过这种属灵的黑暗。
But we know there are different ways we can overcome such spiritual darkness.
所以包括你知道吗？小弟去过一次我们大陆那个福建莆田市的那个湄洲岛，有听过吗
？And I've also been to an island in China.
我还去那里过了一晚啊。
I went there for a night.
你知道我们这耶稣教会在那里，我十几年前去的时候，四五百个信徒弟兄姐妹在那里、啊。
And when I went there, a decade or two ago, there was 400-500 believers.
整座岛上除了妈祖信仰之外，没有第二个宗教场地存在，只有真耶稣教会。各位，这正足以我们是神的教会啊。
And on that island, other than how the people worship 妈祖，
其他教派没有办法、啊。
Other denominations cannot enter.
伊斯兰教、道教、佛教都没办法、啊。
Even Taoism or Islam, they cannot enter such an island.
那在那里来信主的，我在这里见到第一颗种子王兰英姐妹啊， and, 我在那里看到她。
And I also met the sister Wang, who was the first one to go there.
在那里很多来信主的都是哈、哦，去拜马祖已经没有用的疯子跟傻子，哎，怎么来的都好了。
And many of our believers used to worship idols, and they've gone a bit insane from it.
我们讲到这里啊，所以。看到有撒旦周围撒旦住的地方，我们不要避而远之，我们的态度不是避而远之啊。
So here is telling us that even though the Satan's throne is there, we shouldn't try to run away from it.
我们的神是忌邪的神，没有错。
Yes, our God is a jealous God.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们要记得啊，你们是神疼爱的儿女，是耶稣基督的 ambassador 大使啊。
But do not forget that as the children of God were also his ambassador.
以前我在台湾啊，有些弟兄姐妹就这种态度啦。哎呀，我去教会的路上啊，看到有那个拜拜的行列，有没有？
So in Taiwan, some believers on the way to church, they might go past a group of people worshiping idols.
拜拜行业你们听得懂吗？祭偶像的那种行列啊，热闹啊。
So it can be quite lively when people worship their idols.
然后就我们闪开，我们闪开， and, 那个黑暗，那个撒旦。
And our believers will say that while I go around them, I'll go to another street.
以前呢，我的女儿啊，我骑摩托车带她出去，她听到那个爸爸我不喜欢，我们走。
And my daughter, when she was young, when I go past these idol worshippers and their noises, my daughter will say, "I don't like it. Let's go."
从小训练她，我的女儿不要怕，是他们要怕我们。
But I've been teaching my daughter that we shouldn't be afraid of them. They should be afraid of us.
我们心中默祷，不用改路线，直接过去。
We can pray in silence in our hearts and just keep riding through.
你知道我们嘉义教会有一个老执事啊。
In Jiayi Church, there's an old elder.
他年轻的时候还没有立执事之前，刚信主，也是在他的店前面好多那个偶像的行列一直过去啊。
And when he was a recent, when he was newly baptized in front of his shop, often people go past.
受不了了，他说：“我倒要看看这些人在搞什么花样，去拿一把椅子坐在门前看呢。”
And he got a bit annoyed with the noise of their worship, so he got a chair and sat in front of his shop.
不是叫大家这样学啦。
And of course, I'm not saying.
结果你知道吗？那些他们那个传统信仰的人，不是都有鸡童吗？七爷八爷一堆吗？哇，那个鲨鱼剑很厉害嘛，对不对
？And we know that Taiwan can see mediums and they might
一堆人跳跳跳，怎么跳到他家店门口啊？两三个人都直接晕倒在地啊！
But then,
他也不晓得怎么一回事啊。
And he didn't know what happened, but while he sat there and watched, those mediums fell down in front of him when they went past.
好，我不要继续讲下去了。我不是叫你们这样，但是每一次小弟这十几年来在赶鬼。
So I'm not saying to copy him, but I'm saying
都是凭着一个信心而已。
I'm saying that for the years past,
如果我赖昌一去啊，赶鬼一定死啊。
When I cast out demons, I do it with faith.
我去一定死啊！那个灵界的存在，现在比我厉害，现在比我厉害啊。
We know that if we go just as a person, then we will be overwhelmed.
但是我不怕。
But we're not afraid.
我也不知道效果怎么样。以后再见证哦，每一次效果成绩斐然啊，都是主耶稣的荣耀。
And we know that, but we know that God and Jesus will be with us.
我都祷告一个内容，简单讲，主啊，你是我的老大。
And often,
我只不过是你的主子啊。
And I will pray to the Lord, saying that God.
我连工人都不敢讲，我是你的叔啦，你是老大。
这
样呢，然后。
I'll simply say that, God, you're the boss.
我们现在去听说要赶鬼，拜托你走前面，你走前面。他们不知道传道是这样祷告的。
And,
我啦。
And, when I pray, when I cast out demons, I'll pray in that manner.
我躲在你后面就好啦，像小朋友躲在你背后就好啦。
I'll simply pray to God that you're the boss, please go up the front.
然后每次去一祷告，我眼睛睁开，恶狠狠的，我不是在瞪那个人，我是在瞪他体内那些灵啊。
And when we cast out demons and glare at them, we glare at the devil and the people.
每次我心里面都说，你好胆的，你再留下来，再多几秒试试看，叫什么叫做魂飞魄散，我就让你试试看。
And then I'll think that, if you dare, then I dare you to
stay. 虽然我嘴上是连连祷告，我心里面是你好胆，你再留下来试试看，没有一次敢留下来的，你知道吗？
So in my heart, so outside, I'm still praying, but this is what I'm thinking.
比如说，我们不要害怕黑暗。
So we shouldn't be in fear of the darkness.
我们是神特选的，有神的灵在我们体内跟我们同在。
And we've been chosen by God. God's Spirit is in us.
不是只有圣职人员有这种权柄哦。今天有圣灵在你身上，你有这样的信心，奉主的名，每个人都有这样的权柄啊。
And everyone with the Holy Spirit actually have this authority, not just the ministers.
在我们台湾有很多见证是那个不是圣职人员弟兄姐妹很有医病赶鬼的权柄哎。
So in Taiwan, we've got testimonies where they are just believers, but they have a lot of gifts.
所以我把握时间可能讲不完哈、哦。我们来看。二章十四节到十五节。
So let's turn back to chapter 2, verse 14.
然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。好了，我们先看到这里。
Verse 14, but I have a few things against you because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who told Balak to put on the stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality.
好，所以这个别加摩教会啊，它有优点，主耶稣知道。
So the church in Pergamos, they've got their good points and Jesus knows.
但是它有两个缺点，就是14节、15节。
But they also have two faults, which is in verse 14 and 15.
所以你看15节重复了前面第一封书信那个尼哥拉一党人的教训，又是分门别类啦，有各种各样的状况的分门别类啦。
So verse 15 talks about the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, about how they have dissensions.
好，那我们要着重的是14节，到底什么叫做巴兰的教训呢、啊、
？So the focus now is on verse 14. So what is this doctrine of Balaam?
14节华文里面的这个服从。服从其实跟13节的坚守在原文里面是同一个字，所以在这个教会里面、啊、有些人坚守了主本来的道理，有些人开始坚守另外一种他们的想法跟意识咯。
So we see that in verse 14 contains the word who hold the doctrine. This is the same as the word in verse 13 where they hold fast to God's name. So people are moving from God's name to this other teaching.
你要理解什么是巴兰教训，我们就要从旧约圣经，特别是民数记22章到24章去理解巴兰这个人啊。
So in Numbers chapter 22 to 24, we can understand who Balaam is.
在那里啊，看起来像巴兰没有直接违背神的命令哦。
So,
注意，这是特征。
In Numbers, it seems that Balaam did not go against God.
表面上，巴兰这个先知一开始看起来也是敬拜神的先知，还是先知啊，更糟糕。
And superficially, we see that he started out as still a prophet of God.
第二个，他似乎凡事都很尊重神，似乎很尊重神，这是第二个特征。
And he seemingly somehow looked like he still feared God.
其实我们等一下仔细看一下，你想想，他是表面遵从啊，打心底还是在考虑自己跟亲近自己人的利益。
But we know that in his story, he is doing all sorts of things for his own gain.
好，我们现在来花一点时间看一下，我们来看民数记22章1到7节。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 22, verse 1 to 7.
这样才不会讲太。如果各位允许啦，我耽搁一点点时间，好不好？
So I hope it's okay, I'll keep talking.
尽量，民数记 22章。
Numbers chapter 22.
第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7.
这个念下去时间就差不多了。好了，以色列人起行，在摩押平原约旦河东对着耶利哥安营。第二节，以色列人向亚摩利人所行的一切事，希波的儿子巴勒都看见了。第三节，摩押人因以色列民甚多，就大大惧怕，心内忧急。第四节，对米甸的长老说，现在这众人要把我们视为所有的一概舔尽，就如牛舔尽田间的草一般。那时希波的儿子巴勒做摩押王。第五节，他差遣使者往大河边的比铎去，到比尔的儿子巴兰本乡那里，招巴兰来说，有一聪明从埃及出来，遮满地面与我对居。第六节，这名比我强盛，现在求你来为我咒诅他们，或者我能得胜攻打他们，赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福，谁就得福，你咒诅谁，谁就受咒诅。第七节，摩押的长老和米甸的长老手里拿着挂金，到了巴兰那里，将巴勒的话都告诉了他。阿们。好了，所以哈、有一批地位尊贵、有影响力的人，拿了一笔钱，这笔钱是蛮大的钱，来找神的先知巴兰，就是我们先读到的嘛，哈。
So from here we can see some people with power has a lot of money and went to Balaam.
好，我们跳过来看十二节。
So let's skip to verse 12.
这件事呢，神对巴兰说，你不可同他们去，也不可咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。神讲话了哦。So、here, 不可清不清楚啊。
God spoke saying, you shall not, it was clear.
注意，神指示得很清楚。
So God is very clear here.
好，我们继续看后面的15节。15节。
Verse 15.
15到22节。
To 22.
那神，我先问大家，神指示巴兰之后，巴兰怎么讲话？
So after God said all that to Balaam, how did he speak?
他第一次啊，神想了，他也不好像不敢违背神嘛，他就说啊，神不允许我们，你们回去吧。
So he seems to don't want to go against God and simply said, well, I can't do this, so let us go.
我们看15节到22节。
Verse 15 to 22.
巴勒又差遣使臣，比先前的又多又尊贵。哇，阵仗更大，钱更多啊。
So now he sends someone more honorable. There's now more money.
十六节，他们到了巴兰那里，对他说：“希波的儿子巴勒这样说，求你不容什么事拦阻你，不到我这里来，因为我必使你得极大的尊荣。你向我要什么，我就给你什么。只求你来为我咒诅这名。”十八节。
18.
巴兰回答巴勒的臣仆说：“巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我，我行大事小事也不得越过耶和华我神的命。”19. 现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我得知耶和华还要对我说什么。好啊、先看到这里。诶，你觉得巴兰这个人啊，诶，又来一批，如果是你的话，你会怎么反应？
So Balaam here, if we were him, how should we react?
你觉得应该怎么反应才对嘛？
What's the correct way?
我告诉你，如果是我的话，叫做不留情面，不见赶回去，就这样子啦。
If it was me, I'll simply tell people, just go away.
你这样像基督徒吗？基督徒不是要跟人家和平和睦吗？不是要忍耐慈？对啦，我就是不是基督徒啦，给我赶回去，就这样子啦。
Perhaps you will say that this is not very Christian-like, but I will just cast them away.
你们看那个十八节啊。
But that's really 18.
他讲的话多好听。
He spoke rather softly.
你们再看一个十八节，他讲的话标不标准啊？
Is what he say correct or not?
这个叫做哈、嘴巴，这个啊，身体诚实啦。十八节叫做嘴巴讲得好听，十九节叫做身体诚实啊，你们看得出来吗？
And in verse 18, what he speaks seems correct.
这个明显叫做其心不正啊。
But verse 19, he does something different from what he says.
你看那十八节讲得多漂亮，没有比这一句话更漂亮的，这总负责讲的话。
And verse 18, he actually spoke very well in what is very true.
结果是九节，现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿啊。
But in verse 19, he says, well, please stay here tonight.
让我再问一问神。
So I may ask God.
啊，我看我就讲这一点，我本来要讲四点。巴兰的教训其实有四大点啊。
So originally, Balaam,
我这一点就讲清楚一点就好了。
Balaam's teaching had four points, but I'll just focus on
first
one.
你们有没有发觉，很多事我们从小学习圣经，其实我们都一清二楚神的教训是什么。
So many of us study the Bible since young, and we know what the will of God is.
可是当我们遇到了 不管是婚姻，不管是工作，不管是跟人家相处。
But when we encounter things like marriage or work or our interpersonal relationships,
我这个例举完了，你们在会不会有一种哎，我当传道哈，常常会接到一种电话或一种问题。
And also as a preacher, often I receive some calls that goes like this.
传道，我想要请问你啊，我讲刺激一点的，请问什么什么样的状况，真的不能领圣餐吗？
And someone will call and say, preacher, this and that, does that mean I can't receive Holy Communion?
他只是什么犯了什么什么罪，真的不能领圣餐吗？
And they'll ask, after these sins, can someone receive the Holy Communion?
从我当初来当传道，我一直是奉行主耶稣的交代，要如鸽悬梁啊，要如蛇灵巧，这个时候就要如蛇灵巧了。
And we know that the Bible also tells us sometimes need to be cunning like serpents.
说起来我也不是个好东西啊，我就问他说，那请问你这个问题，奉主的是什么？请问这个问题有没有问过其他的任何的同龄长老执事或传道？我这个一定要问，不然我死得很惨啊。
So I will have to reply them saying that, well, the same question, have you asked other elder deacons or other brothers and sisters?
你们猜这些同龄通常怎么去回答小弟？
And usually what do people reply?
保证有，我还发觉我通常是排第四跟第五顺位的。
And often they will say yes, and they only call me after asking three or four
people. 你们懂我在小弟在讲什么吗？因为我以前不像现在啊，我只是一个传道，所以我排第四、第五顺位是正常的啊。
So it makes sense that sometimes I might be the fourth or fifth person.
那我问大家，他为什么同样一个问题，就问过某某长老、某某传道、某某传道、某某负责人，现在又来问我，为什么同一个问题要问这么多次
？So why is it that someone needs to ask the same question over and over again with different people？
你们知道吗？如果你们知道，我们就可以下课了。
And do you know why they do this？
要理解圣经哈，对人性，求神给我们智慧吧，人性也要认识透彻啊。
So to understand the Bible, may God help us, so we also understand human nature.
那是因为前面那些人的答案都不是他心里面想要的，你懂吧？
And we know that there are so many people because they never heard the answer they want.
所以他会非常有恒心、有毅力的，一直。所以我如果傻一点啊，我说，这个要看状况，还要考虑。他马上出去宣传，赖传道告诉我，那个还可以有很多情况还可以考虑的，我死无葬身之地啊，你晓得吗？
So, if I even say, well, it depends, then they'll go out and say that, well, preacher, like I said, maybe there's a chance I can.
所以我学会了，请问前面有几个？有啊，我问过，那我还问他，请问你问过谁呀？
So now I know how to deal with this. I'll simply ask.
我问过某某长老啊，他怎么讲？问过某某传道，他怎么讲？这算诚实的啦。
And the believer normally will say to me, "This preacher, or elder, say this."
然后小弟会这样回答。
And then I will reply.
哎呀，我们都是同一本圣经，都是同一个灵，我的回答不会跟他们不一样，就这样子啦。
And then I will simply say, "We have the same spirit, the same Bible. My answer is the same as theirs."
可是我告诉你，他一样一直会问。
But we know that they will keep calling.
他只要被你这个传道感动到，觉得你道理讲的不错，他就会来问，不管是谁。
They will keep asking for a different answer.
比如说，有致死的罪吗
？They will ask, is there a deadly sin?
只要前面七个都说有，只要他心里面一直对这个存疑，他会问到终究一天，有一个圣职人员会对他说，这个还在讨论当中啦，然后他就满足啦。
And so someone like this will keep asking until one day someone says it depends, and then they will be satisfied.
这件事这样做，神会喜悦吗？
But if we are like this, will God be pleased?
然后总会问到某一个说啊，这要看状况啦，怎样怎样，然后我的心都得到释放啦。
And eventually asking until someone says it depends, and then you feel much better.
你们看巴兰这家伙，巴兰这家伙。
So if we look at Balaam,
你再继续读下去哦。后面还有好几段经文，时间到，我不带大家念。你仔细再看这两三章，他就是他四点表现，其中一点就是这样子，就是这样子。
So if we keep reading in his story, we see that this is how he acts.
哎，十九节
，verse 19，
啊，还要等神另外告诉他什么啊？你把神当成什么啊？
So I might know that what more the Lord will say to me.
哇，这些人听了感动了。这个人又虔诚啊，又亲近神啊。你看他们为我们不止一次祷告啊，第二次祷告，神早就告诉你不可，就不可啦。
And these
people, 一清二楚。
These people, they might think that, wow, this person is so nice, he will ask God for us again, but actually God already gave the answer.
对圣经很多道理啊。
So are we like this as well?
反而是初信那三年啊，一清二楚。
We already know the Bible well.
然后信了三十年之后啊，开始不清不楚。
But after we believe for a long time, do we start to forget what is in the Bible?
为什么？因为我们自己遭遇的一些对我们来讲很难的状况嘛，小弟能够理解，很难，尤其是发生在家族里面的事。
And quite often it's because now we actually encounter something difficult, especially within your family.
所以我一直很害怕，我站在讲台上讲这么大声啊，这些我现在很容易论断是非的事情发生在我家族当中的时候，我也讲不出来啦。
So I'm also always quite afraid that the things I dare to say here on the pulpit, I dare not to say to my family when it happens to them. So, yes, I acknowledge that this is hard.
所以我只求神啊，不要让我变这样子。
So we can only ask God for us not to turn into this.
假如有一天我真的必须除名我的女儿跟儿子，我要痛苦到死为止的时候。
And because if one day I need to excommunicate my own son or daughter, then it would be very dreadful.
假如他们做出得罪神必须被除名的事的时候。
If they do something so wrong that they need to be excommunicated.
我即使痛到死，我都要求神让我不要讲出任何一句模糊的话来。
Then even though it will be quite horrible for me, I ask God that I can still speak the truth.
巴兰就是为了他心中想要的。
For Balaam, for what he wanted in his heart.
你看哦，他表面上都不敢违背神。
Superficially, he dared not to go against God.
他不止第二次，他还有第三次。
Because we know he didn't do this twice.
他简直比一只驴还不如他的牲口。你看后面就我。这个题目如果让我来下，它比畜生还不如的先知啊。
So in a way, it's even worse than his donkey.
所以那个天，连他的驴都看得到那个要灭命的天使的，这个眼睛被那个割肉，那个喇叭狗嘞，割肉割住的啊，他什么都看不见啊。
So even
他就一心想要去做自己想要做的事，有没有
？So even the donkey can see the angel, but he can't. He cannot see any of this anymore.
还要打他的驴，他真的是有够，哎呀。
He even,
真的是有够驴的先知，比驴还驴的先知啊
！So we can say that he himself is more like an animal than this donkey.
第一个他犯的错误，所以他的教训就是：哎，他可能来问你说，先知啊，我这件事情这样可以求神吗
？So someday someone might ask, can we do this or not?
通常这种人的教训就是什么？哎呀，你凭着信心求嘛，也不告诉你这东西到底该不该求，是圣的还是属的。
Sometimes
不想做坏人，你晓得吗？
Sometimes,
不想做坏人，他第二个特征啊。
And
时间超过了哈、哦。
And secondly, we see that Balaam he doesn't want to be the bad guy.
把坏人给谁做？你这家伙真的是把神抬出来哈、哦，是神不答应，是神不答应的。我一直帮你们祷告呢，这什么东西啊
？So here Balaam is pretending to be the good guy, saying that I want to, but God says no.
我们最后看一个经节做结束好了。
Lastly, let's turn to a verse.
我们来看哥林多前书二章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
哥林多前书二章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
十五十六哈。
15 to 16.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心呢、啊。阿们。各位。不要常常让人家觉得啊，神很狠，某些传道职务人员很狠，我是很有爱心的，这个很不好。
Do not keep thinking to yourself that God is very strict or certain ministers are very strict.
好像我能够体会你的苦衷，我也不晓得为什么圣经这样写，我也不晓得为什么职务会这样决定。哎呀，哇，白脸都你当啦。
And sometimes some people only say that, well, I understand what you're going through, and I also don't know.
白脸都你当啦，然后传道职务会跟神都是黑脸啊。
And then you push all the wrongs to the council members or the preachers.
这里告诉我们，我们在处理这种事情要先做好预备。
But here teaches us that we have to be prepared.
要成神给我们智慧的话语去处理这样的状况。
We have to ask God for spiritual wisdom to deal with these matters.
我们要讲的是，这不只是圣经跟神。告诉我们的，其实我认为这样指导是有道理的。为什么？要讲清楚，替神讲。我站在他那一边，也觉得应该这样子。
And often when we explain things to other brethren, we have to make sure we stand on God's side and properly explain.
所以谁要有主的心啊?
So who has the heart of the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，是你。我相信你们要有主的心，你们体会神为什么讲这些话，又讲了有某些很严厉的话，你们一定是知道主的心。
Because many of us actually do understand the words of God or why he can be strict.
巴兰不是，你看巴兰那种表现。
So we shouldn't be like Balaam.
看似完全服从神，其实心里面一直在找漏洞。
How he knows the rules, but he's trying to find these loopholes.
然后讲的话没有比他更会讲话，太漂亮了，然后让神去当黑脸。
And he knows
让教会某些真的讲神话语的人就当黑脸了。
He knows how to speak good words, so he looks like the good guy, but then put God or,
只是为了
as the bad person.
一直得到自己内心其实那个贪想要的东西，或者是名，或者是利，或者某些人际关系啊，或者是尊重啊。
He will do all these things just for his own personal gain.
这种教训哦，很多，我们要小心啊。
So we have to take heed to these teachings in the Bible.
当然还有另外两点，我们时间不够了，那就看主耶稣的意思了。以后主若允许，有机会再继续分享，好不好？
So there are other teachings to Balaam, but we've run out of time. So.